progressives.
Did you see that interview?
But now I'm going to look it up. I mean, you know, the progressives are making some really important points. There's a lot of problems, but I feel like the discussion, because of our tribalism, we can't really talk about the problems. It's almost like a game of gotcha. Oh, you said the wrong thing. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of immigration in the sense that I'm the daughter of immigrants. I think that it's been a source of our vitality in this country. But I think it's ridiculous if somebody in America can't just express their anxiety and say, you know, I'm worried about immigration. Can we talk about how we do this, how we have limits? You know, at this point, it's like if you just say that, oh, my God, xenophobic, racist, you know, and that's just not where we want to be. We really want to be talking.
How do we fix the problem?
Well, I don't think that we should romanticize this, but I think because my work is really looking at tribalism and how it's broken down countries outside the United States, I think both sides have been playing with fire and not realizing it. So the good news is that studies show that if you can just pull people out of their tribes and have them interact as human beings, unbelievable progress can be made. So if you take people who hate each other or politically, but you say, get together and talk about dogs, your pets, or pizza, or your children, people find common ground. So I think that's the next step. We have to realize that, you know, we can't see people that we disagree with on the other side of the political spectrum as enemies. Right. I mean, they're just people we disagree with, not un-Americans or immoral people. At that point, we're just going to fracture into two more.
I tried to do that with pets, you know, and I brought up my dogs, and then someone, they'll start talking about cats. The stupid cats. You know what I mean? They don't, you know, please yeah, you come know. Over and let me pet you, and they're
those
like,
people
no.
people are infuriate. I know, this is
yeah. So I put out, no, I've tried to bridge the gap, but you know, there's these cat people that I can't.
But that's part of it.
And she's so, with the Olympics, she's just,
Well, man, I mean, less social media yeah. and more human.
She doesn't like anyone else winning any medals. It's like, what, those athletes aren't people too? People from.
Apparently,
from
the I'm the only American.
Top of the morning to ya. Welcome to the Apochley Podcast Experience. And in today's episode, let me just make sure my mic is working. Alright, so here we go. I am so cold today. As I head to my favorite place to be in the whole wide world. Ooh, there was almost an accident. Idiot. Wow. The guy behind me turned into the street too fast, and there was snow, and he almost got tail slammed, if you get my drift in driving terms. But yes, it's 24 degrees. What is today? January 15th, Wednesday, 2020. And we're already off to a great start of the day. IMO. Not really. We value convenience. It's pretty cold today. 24 degrees, and it feels like it, but it looks sunny. There's no clouds. There's a chemtrail up ahead with what looks like to be a rocket, sky rocketing towards Earth. And if it's not a rocket, it's probably like Superman or something. Wow. it's just so random. Like, where are they? Are they coming from? Let's see. Where are they coming from? Are they coming from the northwest? Heading down to, like, Colorado or something? I don't know. That's just a weird trajectory to me. It seems like it's coming from, like, super high in the sky and then, like, going eastward, but down at the same time. I don't know. It's weird. Maybe it's an optical illusion. Oh man, I'm sorry. I am beat today. I am so exhausted out of work. Monday, boss calls out. Tuesday, butt hurt. Team lead calls out along with my boss. Today, Wednesday, Thing 2 calls out, and the thing is, that guy never calls out, and that's like, it's just, it's funny, because when the only thing, the best value you bring is your attendance, and then when you start going away from this value, then, you know, you lose value. It's, you know, like, I don't know how, like, I hope he really is okay, you know, and he's sick. I don't wish the worst on him, like, you know, I think he is sick. No, I think he's not sick, honestly. Like, he's never calls out, you know, he's always, like, at work sick, even though he's very unproductive. You know, whatever, like, go ahead, call off sick, but, you know, that's his bread and butter, you know, like, if someone asked my manager, hey, why don't you fire this guy? Like, all these people talk shit about him. He's toxic to the team. He's toxic to the environment. And he does it in subtle ways. You know, and shit like that. Like, what would you even say at that point? I concentrate here. I don't want to get slammed on my tailgate by some crackhead asshole while I mind my own business. Speaking of which, I'm fucking hungry. I haven't ate since lunchtime yesterday, and I guess it's good to a certain extent. I really can't, you know, can't blame myself for, you know, try to cut down on some calories. All I've ate is Listerine, but I want some chlorine. I need Chef Boyardee. Sorry, I'm bored this morning. I'm bored with life. Don't got much to talk about. I don't want to be at work today, but I guess the point I was trying to make is, you know, you're going. If my manager was asked, hey, why don't you fire this guy? You know, there's all these, he's a net negative to your team's value, Like, why keep him around besides he's been with the company forever? And which makes the point that he's being overpaid at this point because of the company's leisurely spending. Your fucking phone, you retard. He was on his phone, and there's literally like 10 seconds of him braked in front of me while the cars moved up ahead, you know, and it turned out he needed to make a left turn, and I drive up beside him, you know, and he has like kids in his in the back, and he's just sitting there texting and driving, you know, going into the turn lane, still rolling, but at the same time looking straight down on his phone. Like, what the fuck, you sick pervert? I don't know why I assumed he's a pervert, but fuck that guy. Kind of looked like a teen though. I couldn't really tell. Still, I don't know. I used to do that a lot more when I was younger, but there's just no, like, if I'm at red light, you know, but besides that, that's an exception to the rule. There's no reason why you should be on your phone. You know, when I do these podcasts, it's just set and go. I don't really, you know, have to focus on what's going on my screen except for, you know, 1 second, one glance and just double check. But besides that, you know, I'm pretty much focusing on the road first, and, you know, whatever comes of this podcast just happens. It's really actually hard to do a podcast on your own, but I feel like it's gotten easier over the time that I've done it. Either way, I would prefer to do more content with other people. It's just I don't really feel or want to be around other people, and it's just a lot of crippling depression and a lot of disappointment when I do actually go out and meet with people, and then it just puts me on this bad, how do you say, like, repetition, a repeating cycle, where, you know, I'm depressed. Okay, so how do I get out of depression? You know, I go out and hang out with friends and people that I, you know, love and I enjoy being around. And then, you know, that happens, and then that's met with disappointment. And holy fuck, I don't know if there's a bunch of pollution going up ahead or if there's an accident. There's just a bunch of smoke, and I can't really see clearly because of the sun directly in my face, but I mean, I can see clearly, but not that far ahead. But yeah, so yeah, it's just a bad cycle. Like, I go out, you know, and I just have a lot of regret and remorse, you know, and just a lot of confirmations and, you know, a lot of reasons why, you know, it just, and then it put me back into a worst, you know, and then I got to, into a worst mood, and then I got to basically work myself into a mood where I'm actually able to and want to go out and be with people. And then once I get to that point, you know, maybe I'll be going out again. And but it just sucks because, you know, I just feel like a lot of people that I hang around with and you know, I don't know, I'm just not in a good place in life, and maybe they aren't either, and it's just like a never-ending cycle of, just something that has to break, and I'm driving behind a Tesla today. It's kind of neat. There's a couple of Tesla drivers at my job. I really want one. I wish I could afford one. I can't afford one. I can't afford shit right now. I've just been fucked left and right by my loved ones, you know, and friends and acquaintances, and I feel like I've been too nice, you know, and kind of have to have a Machiavellian mindset to get on with life and make something of yourself. And, you know, I feel like embracing some of those characteristics have contributed to my sense of, no, not have contributed, but have contradicted my values and morality in certain aspects, or, you know, unless I feel like I've, how'd you say it? Like, I haven't been true to myself to try to fit into this society, to this world. And, you know, even though it's gotten me to a certain place in life where I felt like it was going to be a game changer, I was going to be a lot more happier, this and that, you know, it's only gotten worse, you know. And part of that is the sense of hope, the loss of hope, I mean, where, you know, I don't really, you know, I don't have something I can feasibly look forward to at this point in life. I don't know what, you know, what place in life I can get to where I will be happy. I don't have a goal anymore. Like before, I thought that getting a house, you know, curing all this teenage trauma that society inflicted on me, but mainly myself. I inflicted on myself, having these bad judgments, these assumptions that really haunted me for a majority of my teenage and adolescent years, and preteen, you know, teenage, and basically it just took a big hit on my my self-esteem. And would you know, my fellow coworker is a Tesla driver in front of me. But nonetheless, I am here at work, I guess. So, Hakuna Matata. I really need to get a hybrid car. I really hate driving this gas guzzler, and I really can't afford this breaking down, you know. And the shitty thing is that I probably spend as much gas that a car, a monthly payment for a very energy efficient car would cost me. The thing is that, you know, I have no down payment. I have, you know, a lot of financial burdens, a lot of just give me fucking papers, Trump, you piece of shit. Like, at this point, I kind of want to go to war and, you know, maybe even be a World War III soldier, but whatever. I don't know. Anyways, have a wonderful day. Bye.